Certainly, we're glad to see Professor Kaborsky's optimistic take on the matter. It's been a very positive day for him, I would say, very exciting, and lots of unexpected developments in the last 30 days for Professor Kaborsky and for the world. Not everyone is quite so optimistic. I know later in this program, we're going to be looking at a recording of a very recent interview with one of our favorite guests, Eve Engler, looking at the continuing Canadian involvement in this crisis in ways we're not really supposed to be involved in it. Hopefully, we can put a stop to that and move on the path Professor Kaborsky has indicated. But I should mention upcoming events and current events. There's a lot happening, and it's best to get it here now while everyone's paying with rapt attention to Professor Kaborsky. Yeah, Palestine is an issue Professor Kaborsky has investigated in terms of the effects of the occupation on Palestine. Having borders cut off, military troops bisecting a country has many consequences, which Professor Kaborsky has elaborated on in his study. And of course, today there's a lot of activism going on the subject of blockades. And there's a recent activity right now that's going on thanks to the Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East, CJPME, which many of our listeners are familiar with. You can find it on Facebook, and you can find their website. You can just use a search engine, CJPME, Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East. And what they're involved in right now is a SodaStream boycott and picket. There are enterprises, Israeli enterprises that exist outside of the 1967 borders, enterprises that exist within what's internationally recognized as occupied territory. They're not supposed to be functioning as commercial enterprises in occupied territory. We've seen now the European Union has started to crack down essentially on products that are made illegally under these conditions. And following suit from the European Union here in Canada, there's been a number of initiatives. This one, I understand, is being organized by CJPME and Independent Jewish Voices. And they're looking to curtail the use of occupied territories for the production of these products. In this case, SodaStream, this is a boycott activity that's been the focus in the last few months, and it's coming to a head now. There's been stores here in Hamilton that were carrying SodaStream products, but after activists explained the problem of purchasing goods from the illegal settlements or occupied territories, some businesses have backed away from those products, and there's actually been very good news and positive developments on that. It's our understanding right now that Canadian Tire has not yet remove the SodaStream products, and we're just asking if they could perhaps, once they are sold their existing stock of SodaStream products, to not restock anymore, find a comparable substitute. We'd be happy to purchase that. If you want to get involved in this, check this out with the CJPME. There's a letter writing campaign going on right now. They're looking at the Canadian Tire at Queenston and Nash at 686 Queenston Road in Stony Creek. And this falls under the overall BDS or boycott divestment sanctions movement. So you can get sample letters and things like that. There's going to be an action coming up this Saturday at 11 o'clock a.m. And it's going to be outside the Canadian Tire at Queenston and Nash there at 686 Queenston Road this Saturday at 11 o'clock a.m. Just picket, just to call attention to the SodaStream products there and why we would want to have them removed. So that should serve as a reminder. And again, people are welcome to join that. Come on out to that. It's going to be this Saturday, 11 o'clock a.m. At the Canadian Tire at Queenston and Nash. You might want to get involved in the letter writing campaign. Just see if we can solve this. And I recommend going to the CJPME website. Now, there's also other activities happening that we've been following for a very long time. We've been a long time, since the very beginning, supporter of the War Resisters Support Campaign. The War Resisters, the American soldiers who came across the border so that they could get out of the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. They had seen what was happening there. They'd been asked to do things which they found immoral or perhaps illegal. And they did not want to be sent back to repeat those acts. And so there's been a number of war resisters. We followed the case of Kim Rivera in particular. And there's actually now a book coming out. It's called Let Them Stay, Oral Histories and Writings of U.S. War Resisters in Canada. Let Them Stay is a book of oral histories, public statements, and personal narratives of Iraq war resisters in Canada from 2004 to the present. So these are the accounts. This is a compilation of the accounts from the war resisters. This is their words, essentially, being transcribed, and they're explaining what they saw, why they came over, and this was at great personal risk, not just to themselves, actually, but to their families. They could be separated from their families. They could be in jail. They could be unable to provide for their families. They could have to live in hiding in Canada. It's all very exciting, actually. And this country has, in the past, Canada was a sanctuary for Vietnam War resistors. You can go back all the way to the Underground Railway for a very different circumstance. Canada has been a refuge for justice in the past, and we want to continue that. And that's what the War Resister Support Campaign is about. So right now, what we're looking at is if people can go onto the Indiegogo website. It's like Kickstarter, right? You go and you kickstart funding for something. Indiegogo has a page, and it's under the title "Let Them Stay: Oral Histories and Writings of U.S. War Resisters in Canada." So you can find it on Indiegogo. Basically, as my understanding, there's 4, 5, 6 tiers. You can give $10, be an official contributor, help that book along, help the editing. They really need it to get edited so it can be ready. And you can be an official contributor for $10. For $25, you can do that and get a free ebook of the final compilation, which is handy. $50, you get a free paperback book as well. And for $100, you can actually get a signed hardcover of this compilation. The War Resister Support Campaign is a Canada-wide movement. It's concentrated heavily in Toronto. It's been present here in Hamilton a lot. We've had War Resisters. Brandon Huey has come over. Kim Rivera has come over, and others as well. Ashley Brockway, for example. You can find videos on the website of the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War under the photo gallery. There's videos of some of our efforts. So you can get involved in that by following those instructions, going to Indiegogo.com. That's Indiegogo.com. Look up Let Them Stay, Oral History and Writings of U.S. War Resisters in Canada. Also, we have an update, an event update with Omer Cotter, but we'll get that to you towards the end of the program.